Anna Customer Service. My name is Brianna. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi there. So this is Tina Lemire. I'm just calling because I've been getting these electronic charges taken out of my bank account for something I definitely did not sign up for. So I'm just calling to see if I can just get that refunded and then have that all my information just taken out of your system. I'm not really quite sure what happened here.
Okay.
The gentleman I spoke to before said that he can only refund this month and not last month, but I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous to me.
Okay, let's see. May I have the first and last name?
It's Tina Lemire.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
My address is 5 Rocky Point Drive, Bowdoin, New Hampshire.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
One moment. One moment. Okay, I'm sorry. Verify the first and last name followed by the shipping address.
It is the same, yeah, Tina Lemire.
Okay, because I was looking at the wrong account. That's why I asked. Verify the shipping address.
Oh, you need the address again?
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 Rocky Point Drive in Bow, New Hampshire.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, I see it's for the meal plan.
Yeah, I don't even remember anything about signing up for any of that.
Yes, it was for the meal plan.
Yeah, I don't even know what meal plan you're talking about. I just saw this charge from Arizona. I had no idea. I had to Google you to get any information. I called my bank and they said if there's any pushback that they would help me out. So I have no idea what it's for. I don't want it. I don't know how this happened. I just want all my information taken out and I need my refund for the $109.78 that was charged.
Okay. Now, I see that you were refunded on March the 4th. Now, you ever placed the order for the meal plan? It was like, I think it was bundled with like the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for anything is what I'm trying to tell you. And if it was an accident or somebody else did it or someone has my bank account number, I don't know. I just don't want the meal plan. It was either a mistake or something happened. I did not sign up for it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I never received anything. I just keep getting charged with nothing I'm receiving. There's no emails, nothing sent to me. I don't even understand what it's for.
Okay. Yes,
it was. So basically, I'm just getting these charges for nothing.
Yes. Yes, it was for the meal plan. That's why I said if you never place this order, I can send you, I can process this as a fraud. I just want to make sure before.
Yes, please.
So anyone in your household?
My children are too young and my husband has no access to this. It's not his account. It's nothing, neither of us even have any idea what it is.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. And your local authority will verify the location where the order took place.
Okay.
And go ahead and issue that refund. Oh, and I do apologize.
That's okay. It's not
according, your fault. Okay. According, one moment. If you don't mind, stand on line for me. And just hang on the line. You come in 1 second.
Fucking shit out of Arizona. I'm going to. Buddy.
And thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so I can issue you a 50% refund off the $49.89 off the most recent charge. Well, not the second charge.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I can issue a 50% refund off the second charge.
What about the first one?
They issue a full refund for the first one.
For how much was the first one?
Let me take a look. $59.89.
Okay, so that was full refund on that?
Mm-hmm.
And then 50% on the other one?
Yes.
Why is that?
You said why is 50%?
Yeah.
Okay. It will give you half of your money back. Let me see what I can do.
I don't understand why you're giving me half the money back when it's something I never signed up for. Like, I don't really understand what kind of business you're trying to run here, but if someone, you should absolutely refund the entire amount back. And if I have an issue with this, I'm contacting somebody else to come after you. So if I was you, I would just refund my entire money back and just shut this down, erase everything, or you're going to be getting a different phone call from somebody else. So you better figure it out.
Yes, ma'am. Stay on the line. Alrighty. So your cancellation, I went ahead and issued it for a refund. It'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Did the last representative provide you with your cancellation confirmation?
Please.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-465-493.
Okay, it's C920465493.
Correct.
Okay. And then the full refunds for both, so the $59.89 and the $49.89, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And what was your name?
My name is Brianna.
Brianna. Thank you very much, Brianna.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks
so
for calling.
So then all that information, like all my information that's in your system, I would be very happy if you would just delete all of that, get rid of it, because there's going to be some other situations happening if I get another charge from you.
Okay.
Understood?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you don't have to worry.
Okay.
You'll go back into your account, okay?
Yep.
And thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.